They're popping up on front lawns across Waterloo region and beyond. Similar to little free libraries, where anyone can borrow a book and leave another for someone else to enjoy. Little free pantries help feed those in need. Sometimes people stop by to stock them with food, and sometimes visitors stop to take some cans or toiletries, and then continue on their way. The idea came from a volunteer-run organization, 519 Community Collective, that was created in March 2020 during the pandemic. Today the organization runs 12 programs including a community fridge nourish kitchen, two urban gardens, and a variety of emergency food programs. The 519 Community Collective Little Free Pantry Project began in Waterloo region, with 23 Little Free Pantries that have now spread to Fergus, Elora, Breslau, Guelph, and with 5 locations in Cambridge. The guiding principle is to take what you need and give what you can. What's great about this is that it is available 24/7, said Julie Sawatsky, founder of 519 Community Collective. Sometimes people ask, why are these needed? There are already food banks in the region, so why would people need them? I think it's very clear why there is a need. Sawatsky says people can often experience barriers when trying to access their local food bank. There are so many cracks that people fall through, and so many people who can't access the food bank. Maybe they've utilized their allotment for the year, or they don't qualify, Sawatsky said. And there are a lot of working families now who are really struggling, who never thought they would ever have to use the food bank and are now in that position. For Sawatsky, everyone is deserving of having the right to safe and accessible food, without judgment and negative stigmas. With rising inflationary costs, Sawatsky said the need for food is growing and it is affecting everyone. Today, it could be your neighbor. It could be anyone, she said. The Little Free Pantry Project first began on Sawatsky's own front lawn. I began 519 Community Collective in March of 2020, and then the first pantry came up, just 8 months after, she said. But the project isn't a new initiative. The little cupboard size boxes are found in communities, nationally, and worldwide. Free pantries were done long before me. But I just figured, if it's successful in other countries and cities, then why not bring them here, to the region? Sawatsky said. The wood structures are built and painted by volunteers from 519 Community Collective. Community members are encouraged to keep the pantries stocked by leaving canned or dry foods and other supplies for others to take when needed. There's no pressure. You don't need to fill out paperwork or feel awkward waiting in a line. The pantry is there any time of day and literally, for anyone, for those experiencing homelessness, seniors and even students. Plans are in the works for 3 more free pantries in the region. They are being built and we are just waiting for them to be sponsored. Pantries can be sponsored by anyone, including a church group, organization, or business. We come out, install it with signage, paint it and waterproof it. So, the sponsor partners with 519 Community Collective and we bring it to fruition on their property. We work with them to add donations as often as we can, Sawatsky said. For anyone wanting to make a donation to a free pantry, a list of needed items can be found here. Non-perishable items that aren't expired are appreciated including canned tuna, canned fruits and vegetables, Kraft dinner, hamburger helper, taco kits, condiments, and kids' snacks such as raisins, bear paws and granola bars. These are great for those who are experiencing homelessness and just walking by. They can just grab a bottled water and a granola bar if they are feeling hungry, Sawatsky said. Donations of small toiletries are also appreciated. It's amazing to bring this to fruition. We found the right people to help build the units, install them, and fill them. We really are a community, and we try to foster that relationship with our hosts. We don't want to just leave a pantry on your lawn and leave you hanging, Sawatsky said. We try to deliver donations equally. We do the best we can, and it really is about community. With Thanksgiving on the way, Sawatsky said that if people have items in their pantry that aren't expired and that they know they won't use, 519 Community Collective Little Free Pantry Project will happily accept them. There are people who don't have a support network. You know that these people are really trying and many of them just can't get ahead having a relationship with them. It really makes you want to keep giving and keep helping, Sawatsky said. The number of smiles, hugs and thanks we receive from people, that's the motivation for us. Little free pantry locations in Cambridge include 55 Queen Street, Hespler, 6 Byron Avenue, Galt, 340 Linden Drive, Preston, 63 Ramsey Avenue, Hespler, and 167 Scott Road, Hespler. To learn more about the 519 Little Free Pantry Project, click here. For more information about 519 Community Collective, visit here.